I'm a video game addict, and it's not because of a certain number of hours I have spent playing or nights I have gone without sleep to finish the next level. It is because I have had life-altering experiences in virtual space, and video games have begun to erode my own understanding of what is real and what is not. I am addicted because even though I know I am losing my grip on reality, I still crave more. From an early age, I learned to invest myself emotionally in what unfolded before me on screen. Today, after 20 years of watching TV geared to make me emotional, even a decent insurance commercial can bring tears to my eyes. I am just one of a new generation that is growing up, a generation who may experience much more meaning through video games than they will through the real world. Video games are nearing an evolutionary leap, a point where game worlds will look and feel just as real as the films we see in theaters or the news we watch on TV. And while my sense of free will in these virtual worlds may still be limited, what I do learn applies to my real life. Play enough video games and eventually you will really believe you can snowboard, fly a plane, drive a 9-second quarter mile, or kill a man. I know I can. Unlike any pop culture phenomenon before it, video games actually allow us to become part of the machine. They allow us to sublimate into the culture of interactive, downloaded, streaming, HD reality. We are interacting with our entertainment. I have come to expect this level of interaction. Without it, the problems facing the real world, poverty, war, disease, and genocide, lack the levity they should. Their importance blends into the sensationalized drama of primetime TV. But the beauty of video games today lies not in the lifelike graphics, the vibrating joysticks, or virtual surround sound. It lies in that these games are beginning to make me emotional. I have fought in wars, feared for my own survival, watched my cohorts die on beaches and in woods that look and feel more real than any textbook or any nightly news story. The people who create these games are smart. They know what makes me scared, excited, panicked, proud, or sad, and they use these emotions to dimensionalize the worlds they create. A well-designed video game will seamlessly weave the user into the fabric of the virtual experience. As one becomes more experienced, the awareness of physical control melts away. I know what I want, and I do it. No buttons to push or triggers to pull, just me and the game. My fate and the fate of the world around me lies in my hands.